Hello, this is Peter Firebrace, BACSI fellow living in Denmark, and this is Just My Point, Do 26. The best point to restore consciousness, this will bring you back when you are gone, from a faint, from a stroke, from an epileptic attack, from a heart attack, from coma, and very practically from needle shock. A true PowerPoint, even when just pressed strongly with a nail, not needled. We call it Do 26 or Governor 26, and it's true, it is definitely on that potent yang midline that comes down from Do 20, 100 meetings, Bai Hui, connecting and opening at the top of the head, that passes through Shen calming, Seal Hall, Yin Tang, between the eyebrows, and that heads for its final point, Do 28, gum intersection, yin jiao, within the mouth. Interestingly, almost directly underneath Do 26. Let us remember that Do 20 and Do 22 are both referred to as ghost door, gui men. Do 23 is known as spirit hall, shen tang, or ghost hall, gui tang. Do 24 as spirit court, shen ting, and seal hall, yin tang, is an important point to stabilize the shen. Here we have a plethora of points that deal directly with the unseen in this area that connects the brain, eyes, nose, and mouth, thinking, vision, olfaction, chewing, and speaking. In this company, Do 26 takes pride of place as the first of Sun Tzu Miao's 13 ghost points, and is referred to as ghost market, Gui Shi, ghost palace, Gui Gong, and ghost guest hall, Gui Ke Ting. Sounds like a place where they would love to take up residence. Good food, upmarket decor, everything at hand for the honored guest. Or, from an acupuncturist's ghost-busting, squatter-evicting point of view, an excellent place from which to expel them. This is an important perspective on this point. Ghosts are a big topic, and one seen differently at different times, which may also be the case with different people in our own times. Do they exist? Do they not exist? Is it possible to be possessed and lose your own identity? Or is your apparently new identity simply another part of you? Are they connected with one's state of mind? Can one's state of mind protect you? I quote an interesting perspective on this from chapter 18 of Bao Puzi, The Master Who Embraces Simplicity, by 4th century alchemist and writer Ge Hong, translated by Fabrizio Pregadio. In the shrine of a demon, in a mountain's forest, in a land infested by a plague, within a tomb, in a marsh inhabited by tigers and wolves, or in the dwelling of snakes, if you guard the one without distraction, all evils will be expelled. But if you forget to guard the one, even for a single instant, the demons will harm you. Guarding the one, Shou Yi, is an ancient practice to reunite the individual with the One. It is direct, focused, unified awareness, undistracted by external desires or the vagaries of the mind. A quiet return to the oneness that is behind all life. Promoted by early Taoists, such as Chuangzi, it was later taken into Zen Buddhist practice. Now, it would seem then that practiced Taoist sages and persistent Zen meditators have the edge here on self-protection and demon expulsion because of their undistracted minds. As the archetypal consciousness-restoring point that reawakens from stupor or torpor, and as Sun Tzu Miao's primary Gui, ghost or demon point, to evict unwanted intruders, Du 26 shares something of this quality of guarding the one, Shou Yi. Interestingly, even those who have followed the simplest of all Buddhist meditation techniques, to be aware of breathing in and out from the nose, naturally focus on this area just below the nose, where the breath can be softly felt and even lightly heard. And those who have done Taoist meditation often end their sessions with tapping the teeth and swishing the tongue inside and outside the teeth to stimulate saliva production and then swallow it to irrigate the lower cinnabar field, Dantian, below the navel. It is certainly a special location. In the vertical groove of the philtrum, between the nose and the mouth, between heaven's respiratory intake of air and earth's nourishing intake of food, here is the place in the middle, or as the Chinese express it in the Du 26 point name, Renzhong, the man in the middle, or in the middle of man. Heaven is above, earth below, humans in between. To this unique location, add that the extraordinary meridians, Renmai, Dumai, and Chongmai, meet here, and we have a heady mix of heaven, earth, sea of yin, sea of blood, and sea of yang. To this, add a reunion with hand Yangming large intestine and foot Yangming stomach meridians to give a potent measure of strong blood and qi nourishment and an exchange between left and right, right and left. No wonder this place has such a miraculous eye-opening effect. The point is also often called water ditch, Shui Go, referring to the philtrum. In traditional face reading, the philtrum represents the state of the reproductive organs and the Jing essence. The area can, for example, show problems with fertility in redness and swelling. Some say that the water in water ditch, Shui Go, refers to the liquid inside the mouth, considered so important in Taoist practice. In meditation, the tongue is curled to touch the palate above it, its lower yin side touching the yang, so connecting the Dumai and Renmai, the governor and conception vessels. This is taken as an image of crossing the bridge of birds, Chui Qiao, that join the separated cowherd and weaving maiden, Niu Lang, Zhe Nu, lover archetypes of yin and yang, so that they are once again reunited, yin and yang joined in the flowery pool, Hua Che, of the mouth. This union is a symbol of regeneration and revitalization, an essential part of nourishing life, Yang Sheng. Between the lower jaw that moves like thunder, and the upper jaw that is still as a mountain, is a special place of nourishment at the deepest level. Hexagram 27, Yi, nourishing. Here, the saliva produced in meditation is considered as jade fluid, Yu Ye, secreted by the quiet mind that is guarding the one, Shouyi. This is collected to irrigate the brain above and assimilated by swallowing to nourish the lower cinnabar field, Dantian, below. It may seem like we have strayed far from the point with this talk of ghosts and demons, cowherds and weaving maidens, turned up tongues and sacred fluids, but they are all part of the story, telltale signs for this very special point. Sometimes a picture, a poem, or a song is needed. Liquids are also important in the medical signs for this point. Thick or thin liquids running from the nose, wry mouth that cannot contain liquids, for example in stroke, and lack of liquids in the mouth with great thirst in diabetes, Xiaoke. For inability to contain the fluids, consider combining it with Ren 24. Receiving the juices, Qingjiang, below, and stomach four, earth granary, Disang, at the sides of the mouth. These points are a good combination also for elderly people who no longer have the control they used to over their mouth or lips. Here, the combining of Dumai, Renmai, and the nourishing Yangming of stomach can be extremely helpful. I remember using these points regularly with a patient of mine in her mid-90s who had started to dribble a little and just could not close her mouth as tightly as she used to. No stroke, just a decline in muscular power. I massaged and used moxa on her low back with local points to strengthen the kidneys, which was very helpful. And the points around the mouth kept the musculature firm until the next treatment. She lived to be over 100. To return to the realm of ghosts and demons, the point is well indicated for convulsions, seizures, and epilepsy. If the patient is willing, ask them to press the point hard with a fingernail when they feel an attack may be coming. It may well avert the attack. I remember my brother visited a Chinese medicine clinic in the Middle East, where he saw this point used to stop an epileptic attack. Du 26 is also well indicated for unstable mental and emotional considerations. Hysteria, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, alternating sadness and happiness, madness, laughter with no reason. These types of unbalanced and extreme mood swings were often considered as attacks by demons in the old days, especially if the patient is acting out of character. Hence, Sun Tzu Miao's 13 Gui points, ghost points, led by this point. Richard Birchinger's translation of the Ode to the Magnanimity of the Mad says, Renzhong cures madness. It particularly excels. The 13 points for devil possession must not be overlooked. The classics give many combinations for such cases. The great compendium, Jinju Dachang, gives Du 26 with Du 20, 100 meetings by Hui, for sadness and sobbing, alternating with joyous overexcitement. It also gives Du 26 with Lung 7, broken sequence, Lie Che, large intestine 5, Yang Ravine, Yang Xi, and pericardium 7, great mound, Da Ling, for fits of laughter. And the same combination with Heart 7, Spirit Gate, Shenmen, for hysteria. It is a deeply stabilizing and centering point. Du 26 is also used for treating lumbar pain, combined with local points and bladder 40, bend middle, wei zhong. The Ode to the Importance of Penetrating the Dark Mystery says, Ren Zhong eases severe pain in the muscles along the spine. Remember it too for shock in heat or sunstroke, and for sea or travel sickness. A wide-ranging point with unusual qualities, tied to both Taoist and Buddhist meditation practices, Du 26 is used for deep-seated disorders, where it is able to make a difference because of its unique location and qualities. It resuscitates the spirit and opens the orifices. Xing Shen Kai Qiao. It clears heat and disperses wind. Xing Re Xi Fen. It stops pain. Zhi Teng Tong. It clears the mind. Qing Shen Zhi. I have seen it bring someone straight out of a faint. This is a point to bow your head before in gratitude.